How mad y'all want it today? I got a ring. Chris, you ain't got one. You don't know what it feel like. Brock, you ain't got one. You don't know what it feel like. Remember, you ain't got one. You don't know what it feel like. Boss, you ain't got one. You don't know what it feel like. I'm telling you right now, it's the best feeling in the world. And if it's on me today, you gonna have one out of this.
Justin Tuck, I remember from the day I walked in here, he was a guy that kind of wrapped his arms around me, being a young free agent that I was. And just told me to just push through every day, get through the rough points. And that just spoke to his character. That just spoke to the type of person he was. And I think that's what makes a good leader. That's what makes a good champion. And Justin Tuck was all of the above.
From my point of view, I didn't have to worry about the defense at all. And we kind of said to each other, hey, I'll handle offense, you handle defense. And, you know, if things aren't going the way they need to be going, it's our job to say something. And he did a great job handling that defensive unit.
I consider all y'all boys family. All y'all boys my brothers. Let's go out here and ride today, man. Not for what these fans gonna say, not for what the coach is gonna do in film study, but for each other. When I look you in your eye, when you look me in mine, y'all should know I gave it my all. You should know you gave it your all. It should be no question about that.
Justin Tuck was one of my favorite teammates of all time. Off the field, I could always count on him to, whether it was a charity event or showing up to somebody's birthday, and he's always there, he's always around, and you can always count on him. And it's the same thing on the field. You need a big play on the defense, and you need a stop, and there's number 91 showing up somehow.
RG3, play fake, back to throw. He feels pressure. He's going to get sacked again.
Justin Tuck.
A Tuck with four sacks.
Every time I hear Justin's name, it sends a chill down my back. Look, that was a special group of guys, and Justin was a special football player. I mean, the unique thing about him was we could do so many different things with him.
Bulger takes the snap and back to throw. Sidearms one left. The pass intercepted by Justin Tuck. He's got it on the run to the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Justin Tuck.
How about Tuck? You talk about, we just talked him up on his leadership, and, you know, he's doing everything that you could ask for a defensive end.
I wish him the best, him and his family. I wish he was still playing. He'd get him back here and play a little bit more football, but I'm really happy for what he's about to go into.
Tuck was a great teammate, one of the best teammates I've ever been around. Actually, I picked up my game from him in OC. Great captain. His leadership was one of the best I ever seen.
Cannot leave from the back. They call him El Capitan.
You know, my favorite moment for Justin Tuck would have to be Super Bowl 42 and just him constantly in the backfield harassing Tom Brady.
Brady in trouble again, Justin Tuck.
Brady back, has time, steps up, gets hit, fumbles. Back, fumble the football, it's loose on the ground, they scramble for it. Giant ball at midfield.
Woo! They 18-1 now.
My favorite Tuck moment is I scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl. He was the first guy I saw on the sideline, and we both did our bow together, and that was a pretty memorable moment for me.
Best on the field was seeing him when he rolled out that choo-choo train mask. I'll never forget that because I think the league came in and blackballed it immediately. For a quick second, I was a little, whoa, hey, but that was pretty cool. I'll never forget that.
Justin Tuck, now that you're retiring, the only way you should be retiring as a New York football giant, I just want to thank you for all the years that you've given us and that you've given myself of being a leader and continue to be a leader on and off the field as you progress onto your next career.
Justin, congratulations and thank you for all your time and everything you've done for us. Very exciting chapter coming up in your life. This one's closed, but a new one's opening, and we love you and we wish you the best and good luck.
Hey, Justin, congratulations on an unbelievable career. You've been a great teammate, a great friend, and I know you'll have some good trips coming up, and I wish you all the best on that as well.
Tuck, now that you're retiring as a Giant, that means I'll see you more at the games on the sideline, right? So I'm going to be pumped up for this year to see you on the sideline. But happy retirement, man. Love you, brother.
Justin, look it, for me and Maria, I just want to say congratulations. What a wonderful career. What a wonderful man. Now you move on to the next stage of your life, and I wish you all the best in the world. I was proud to work with you, and I'll be even prouder to be your friend as you go forward.
Thank you, Justin Tuck.
Yes, thank you.
I never liked that bow, but you know what I mean? But it was one of a kind, man. Nobody else did it.
We are world champions. Can you dig it? Can you dig it?